I want to switch gears here and ask you about this news out of the New York Times last week about a spy that was placed, another spy that was placed on George Papadopoulos in September of 2016, identifying herself as Azra Turk. We know, thanks to the New York Times reporter who went on CNN and said this, that she was not an FBI agent. She was a government investigator sent by the FBI, and he's not willing to be more specific. What does this tell you?
Well, her name is Azra Turk, which, of course, is her nom de guerre, her war name. It's not a real name. She is what they call in the business a spy slut. She was used, they call it honeypot.
That's a business term, the spy slut thing?
they use that at the agency. It's called a spy slut.
Wow.
She was used by the agency to entrap Papadopoulos. Let's remember what all this is all about. George Papadopoulos was nobody. He knew no Russians. He had never been to Russia. He didn't even read anything about Russia. What was happening here, this is what John Brennan set up along with Comey. They put agents of the United States government and foreign assets from other intelligence services in play to plant information with Papadopoulos that he would repeat back to some other foreign intelligence services who would then feed it to the FBI and create a basis for a FISA warrant or an arrest when Papadopoulos returned to the United States from overseas. Make no mistake about it. This had nothing to do with collecting intelligence from Papadopoulos. It had everything to do with planting intelligence with Papadopoulos. He was being used to create a false narrative to frame the incoming president of the United States.